This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Tom and Warren on Joy.
Hey, Tom, did you see that there's some discussion in the papers about the traffic being worse during off-school holidays parents driving their kids to school?
It's better now, so you can drive into work. And so all the dumb helicopter parents who can't let their children walk a block, so instead they've got to drive them, then drive with everybody else, school holidays comes and they're all off the road.
I wonder how much of it is, though, people are away on holidays too.
Oh, true. I mean, you go away and do things and no, it's not. It's just we live near a school and it's like High Point at Christmas. Do you know what I mean? Like it's crazy like that. And they just miles from everywhere to do it. Yeah.
In their SUVs and four-wheel drives.
So let me tell you, it's good if you let your children walk to school. It doesn't hurt them.
Yeah, I always walk to school. Always. Hey, have you ever had that fear of accidentally sending, you know, a text or a photo to the wrong person?
Actually, I know where we're going with this topic. Right. So I'm going to need to be upfront and honest in case somebody's listening, my husband. I don't know who's been touching my phone. It's not me. People have been doing to my phone. I think I have a ghost in the house.
Well, there's something's happening to some Samsung users.
Yeah.
According to Gizmodo, also some people on Reddit and the Samsung forums, they've been complaining about their phone sending photos to people in their contacts without their permission.
Excellent. That's what I'm saying. I'm straight up. I don't know what's been going for my phone, but it wasn't me.
Well, in one instance, a phone sent an entire photo gallery. I couldn't think of anything worse. I must go through and clear some of my photos.
Yeah, but I looked through my photo gallery the other day because I was trying to find a photo of the kids, and I noticed out of the, 400 photos, only three of them are any good. The other one's got my fingers. There's pictures of me looking at my nose before I flick the camera around. I need to go through two. I think out of the 400 in there, about three are any good. So if they did send mine, no one would know what.
The worst part is there's no evidence on your phone that the photos were sent. You can't see and you can't, I don't remember sending that photo to someone. It's just, there's no evidence. You just have to wait for the random recipient to let you know they've got it.
Oh, great. So you're waiting for your mother to send back and say, thank you, sweetheart. I did see that when you were a baby. I don't need to see it again now that you're 28. You know.
If you have the Galaxy Note 8 or the Galaxy S9, you should be extra careful because these are the phones used by the people who are reporting the glitch so far.
I was just about to go and buy one because my cracky 6-1 that's all cracked up and broken and turns itself off. I was going to go and buy one.
Time for a new one. Samsung has said, we are aware of the reports regarding this matter and our technical teams are looking into it.
No,
they said that
their technical team is collecting all the photos so they can sue you. Now, what do you do when you bribe somebody, isn't it? Yeah, they'll bribe you later.
Samsung said in a statement sent to Gizmodo, concerned customers are encouraged to contact us directly. I reckon concern would be just one of the things I'd be worried about if photos were being sent to people unknowingly.
Yeah, I reckon you'd have some suspicious ones in there. You take gym photos, don't you?
I do not.
What is it about the boys in the gym that like to stand in front of mirrors?
And they take it. We're holding their phone up.
What always gets me that I've noticed, there's always a toilet behind them. And you think, if you're going to take a photo, do it in a pretty room. If you notice, they all do it in bathroom.
They all do it in the bathroom.
And behind this big, hot, muscly man, there's a toilet. And you think, that's just is not attractive, mate.
Maybe they think, because there's no one there, I can do it secretly. They might be too embarrassed to do it in the gym. Although some guys do.
What, to take photos?
Yeah. So while they're working out, rather than working out.
But do you take a photo?
No, not at the gym.
We'll wait, Andy, because I think we're going to get all these... My photo center is very short.
Yeah. Just wait. They'll be there today.
Hey, we've got a story here. This is a very special story that I've sent you all for Andy. Now, because I care about his mental health and his well-being and I want him to be here forever. Well, at least until Monday when you put our podcast up online. I mean, then we can maybe replace you.
He does it pretty well straight after the show. But in news, it's very sad, but not surprising. A new survey has revealed that young people are a lot more likely to report being lonely than senior citizens.
Well, of course. I mean, have you been to a nursing home? It's like a debauchery. I tell you what, it makes that Adam on Circuit in Tuesdays. Have you been there, Adam?
I haven't.
It's like Naked Pool or something.
Oh, yeah.
they look tame compared to a nursing home. You put those old buggers on Viagra and it's like, ah, yeah.
Well, for Gen Z, which is 18 to 22 year olds, the score was in fact the highest, with loneliness scores of around 48, while people over 72 were reporting a score of around 39.
So is that how many friends they've got left?
And even more drastically, it turns out that loneliness has the same effect on mortality as smoking 15 cigarettes a day.
Oh, so I'm safe. I've got lots of friends and I can smoke, what, 3 packets a day now. I've got lots of friends.
You're right. More than half of Gen Zers polled ticked the boxes for 10 of the 11 feelings associated with loneliness. I think it's really sad.
Well, but I want to make fun of having feelings.
At
that age, you shouldn't, if you're between the ages of 18 and 22, you should be that drunk. You shouldn't have feelings. You don't get feelings until you get to my age and you can't drink every day.
That's
why you go to uni. It's cheap alcohol at a bar.
In today's paper, there's another article about saying that there's a loneliness crisis sleeping through the nation. Saying that most Australians have half the amount of close friends they did a decade ago. According to a June Omnipoll survey of 1,200 Australians, people on average have 3.9 close friends now as opposed to 6.4 in 2005.
Hey, you can't be lonely. What's wrong? Get out there and join a club.
Get
out and walk.
I'm wondering, is it our addiction to social media? We're actually not interacting physically with people.
You know what? You're right, because I lost friends once you start seeing what they really do in the privacy of their own home.
Or do you reclassify what's a friend? Is it someone who just posts their dinner meal on Facebook? Oh, I've got them as a friend.
Oh, you're right.
And you're not actually sitting down and saying, hey.
But this is what we talked about my party. Now, I've had birthday parties, you know, with 100 people. And it was horrible. I had the best birthday party because I had a small, was about 30-something people, but I actually liked everybody there. Like, I would have considered them friends.
So that means you liked Andy and I too.
Well, I was really pissed when I found out you were there. I said to Wayne, I had a level of people that was inviting. Yeah.
It also revealed the survey that people are suffering from neighbourhood loneliness, with 18% of Australians saying they couldn't reach out to any of their neighbours in times of crisis. I agree.
That's where I draw the line. I do not want to know my neighbour. So when we pull up out the front, I do the bolt to the car and leave Wayne to deal with
them. You don't
say hello? I go, rrr. I do that like pretending I'm hanging onto my penis, so I've got to do the wee, you know, all the time. I think the guy thinks I've got like a little bladder. Yeah, I think we've been there 4 years. I don't know his name. That's Wayne's job.
How are you coping with the plastic bag ban?
Oh, my life's going to ruin. I have to carry my milk out of a supermarket.
There's so much, they're just plastic bags, and there's so much stuff in the press and on social media about people getting annoyed. And yesterday I was at my local supermarket and someone was throwing a tantrum because they couldn't get a free bag. Like, it's a bag.
Aren't they still giving them away for free?
They are at one supermarket chain.
I was in one supermarket chain, and all I was doing was getting 2 loaves of bread. Remember I told you, because having all the 3 children there, I can't believe how much food we're going through. So I had to run back down, and the lady goes, do you want a bag? Because they're free. I go, no, it's okay, sweetheart. I'll just carry the bread to the car. But they're free.
They're free.
And she was like drug pusher. Calm down, sweetheart. I said no. You know, no means no.
I think Woolworths have introduced a bit of a grace period where they've realised, they said it was causing so much hassle and confusion. Mm. They're giving away for free for a couple of weeks. But they're just plastic bags. Everyone get over it. I'm sorry.
I mean, we have children locked in Manus Island.
Yeah.
We've got children that are going to school that are not, that are hungry. We've got people that are living in cars. We've got homeless people down there, and people are getting angry because of a plastic bag.
Because of plastic bags.
There's other states that years ago, South Australia stopped doing it. You didn't see them
and
go
Tasmania
to Rack and Ruin.
Tasmania did it too, didn't they, I think?
Well, I mean, who knows what Tasmania does? That's the secret.
And even terror group, Al Shabaab has banned plastic bags because of the threat they pose to the environment.
Are you telling me ISIS cannot?
Al Shabaab, I think, is they're Somali militants. They're known for their deadly attacks, which has killed thousands in East Africa, have issued this statement saying they've told media that plastic bags pose a serious threat to the well-being of humans and animals alike. Now, if they can do it.
That is disgusting. So, terrorist group overseas that kill people
has banned plastic bags.
But some woman forgot to bring one and has a heart attack. But if it's the person that's going on, she's the one that jumped up and down about marriage equality, because that's the article I was reading.
Oh.
And she's saying, like, now the gays are married and I go to my supermarket and they don't even give me a bag. She can't handle the change.
The world is collapsing.
No, she was actually going on. And I'm thinking, sweetheart, like, Do something. I don't know. Like,
just associate. I'm going to the supermarket. I take a bag. It's not that hard.
You know what? I'm getting into macrame. I'm going to macrame bags.
Anything. Just do anything. Just don't expect one when you go there.
All I can say, if the terrorists can do it, so can you people. So take your bag to the supermarket.
Recently, I was buying jeans online, and I think I went through five different brands. They were sent over. They were wrong. I finally settled on some, but, I had to pay the return shipping, which was a nightmare.
Hey, that's really rude, isn't it? So you've noticed that, it's free. Oh, but you've got to pay for shipping.
You've got to pay for shipping if you return it.
Okay.
Yeah.
And they were ugly jeans, Warren. I mean...
How did I know you were going to say that to me? Well, there's this Japanese retailer that it operates one of their largest fashion e-commerce marketplaces.
Oh, what do you mean largest? You mean it only comes in size extra small?
Extra small. They, starting today, they have developed this clothes sizing process, and it begins with this thing called the Zozo suit. And what it is, it's a bodysuit. Yeah, right. Tight hugging bodysuit, and it's covered in
so a leotard,
but all over your whole body,
like a leotard.
It's covered in more than 300 stretchable little dots.
Okay,
so you just look, you just look like
so it's a leotard with acne
with all these white dots on it.
Okay,
and then you get their app, and so you wear this thing.
Yep.
And you get the app, and you take photos of yourself.
Okay, that sounds great.
And what it does, it custom fits its clothes according to this thing that it sends you. And this thing, this leotard thing or whatever you want to call it, gets sent to you for free.
You know, I'm so impressed. I mean, for years, we've just been saying either small, medium or large. And you go into a room with a little curtain and you close it and you put it on and you go, oh, my God, those jeans fit me. And you walk out the door. So why would I need to try on an outfit to tell me what size outfit I'm going to try on in a minute?
Well... No, it's because of...
These Japanese got too much time on their hands.
It looks at your whole body shape and then they make the clothes specifically for your body shape. So you don't have to worry about what size you are.
Okay.
It knows exactly.
We're talking custom made.
So custom made clothing. So, okay. So you just wear this sock thing all over your body.
Well, I've worn a sock. No, I'm really sorry. I poo-pooed this terribly and now I'm coming back around.
You know what? They're giving away 100,000 of these...
The suits?
...things, these suits. I'm going to get one.
Okay.
And I'm going to wear it in here.
Yeah.
I will. It's being rolled out to Australia, China, Brazil, India, US and UK and more.
Hang on. Here, I've got some money in my pocket. I'm going to give you...
You don't need them. Money. I'm going to get this suit.
I'm encouraging you to do it. I mean, I'd rather see you in a leotard with acne in the morning than half the things you come out with.
Yeah. Did you see that Scarlett Johansson is playing a trans man in a new movie and people are not happy?
See, this is where I'm confused. I mean, they're not happy because she's playing a trans man?
They're saying that...
Wouldn't a trans man started off...
They're saying that...
Be quiet.
There should be actual LGBTIQ plus actors in LGBTIQ plus roles.
Look, it's fair. I can understand that. You're right, because there's very limited maybe LGBT roles out there, so should it be given? But at the end of the day, it's acting.
It's acting.
It's acting.
I agree.
I mean, couldn't I go on stage and pretend that I'm a 14-foot dragon with a limp and a lisp. I mean, it's called acting, isn't it?
It's called acting, and it's the best person for the job. And, I mean, we could act in straight roles if we're actors.
Sweetheart, I've been able to play straight since I was about six. I mean, Jesus Christ. But, I mean, I can understand what you're saying. You're right. I could pretend that I could go there.
So I think that's what they're saying is these roles, they're just starting to embrace the roles, but they're not necessarily putting in the appropriate actors, and that's what people are upset about.
But then does this go back? Didn't Scarlett Johansson, didn't she play like a Japanese lady last year?
So,
was it one of them played it and they were all... But is that good? Is that where we cross the line? I mean, because we go back to the whole days of people pretending to be, of colour, that's disgusting. We can't do that anymore. So do we draw the line or is it just acting?
It's a hard one, isn't it? Because,
I'm hoping it's hard or she won't be playing a very good role,
wouldn't
she?
To me, the whole thing of acting is you are, like you said, you're acting.
Yeah.
So it doesn't really matter who performs it. That's in my view. But Vulture's reported that Johansson is set to star in the upcoming film Rub and Tug.
Oh, no, there's no such thing.
Rub and Tug, a biopic about the transmasculine crime boss Tex Gill. It's called Rub and Tug.
Well, I'm sure that was the name of the massage place I used in Thailand, but, I mean, wasn't it? And then I'm sure there was a nursing room. Wasn't there like Rub and Dub Dub, like three men in a tub, And who do you think you are? And I'm in the middle. That's where we're going.
Wake Up with Tom and Warren, Thursdays for breakfast on Joy. Tune in to 94.9 in Melbourne. Stream live at joy.org.au or download the Joy app. Available via podcast at joy.org.au, on iTunes or your favourite podcasting platform. Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.